They never betray me. Met all these, they sweeter than Sadie. When I started out, I just took what they gave me. Did all the favors, they never repay me. It worked in my favor because nobody.
Okay, so you already know I'm driving, slipping and sliding. Not really, but about 7 years ago, I really was slipping and sliding because it was a little Atlanta snowstorm that got it iced out. Took me about 12 hours to get home from 10 miles away. I'm talking about every goddamn gone street was deserted with cars on it that was just left. Streets was so iced out, like it was buses that was stopped on the side of the road with kids on it, child. It was crazy in 2014 on this day. And I got the pictures to prove it, but I ain't posting them in this video, okay? All right, so I wanted to talk about some stuff since I'm on my way to the store in the middle of the day and my children aren't here to disrupt this beautiful display of work. So the first thing, hey, how y'all doing? Have y'all had a good day? It is January the 28th of 2021. This is season 2021. January is the episode and we at the 28 minute mark of a 30 minute episode. Now this one got fewer commercials than some other ones, and some other ones got more or less commercials. The commercials is determined by how many days is in the month, which would give us how many minutes of the episode. So this is season 2021. It's a new season. It's a new day. A fresh anointing. It's coming my way. Anyways, so I did a video last night. I have not posted it yet. I will be posting these videos. I think it's going to be a collective for episode one. Now, I don't really know for sure. There is really no reason why I had not been posting videos. I just had not posted no videos since, oh, I know what started this. My page got disabled for 3 days. Then somebody went and made it disabled for 7 days. They was hating on whatever I was saying at that time. It just threw a wrench in my plans a little bit, but it also made me switch pages. So if you're listening to this, you may be listening to this via YouTube or on one of my backdrop Facebook pages. I have a couple different pages and then on Facebook, and then I have also a couple different pages on Instagram. The ones on Instagram came because I wanted to give different views on each page. And at the time, I had clicker or ticket, you know what that say. At the time, I had about 70,000 posts on my Speaking Freedom page. So I was like, you know what? This is a lot. I have no way to go through these posts, to store these posts or keep these posts. So I'm just gonna make a whole new page because 70,000 is a lot of goddamn gone posts. So now we're here. I've created another Facebook page because the last Facebook page, I had been sharing all this stuff, I had been posting a lot, and somehow or another, I posted something that got it disabled permanently. Like, so now I don't have the page that goes on the page. Like when you create a Facebook, you have your regular Facebook and then you can create a page. But when you create a regular Facebook, they handle it a little bit different than if you just got a Facebook page. If you just got a Facebook page, then they will disable your Facebook page altogether. But if you have your regular type of page, like your regular Facebook account, they won't. They'll just disable it for a little while, or it'll just be up there and just you can't post. So I just made some changes or whatever. Now, this particular video is not about none of that shit. Not near bit of. This video is about, I wanted to do a part of it about karma. Last night I had did a video about forgiveness and how a lot of people use forgiveness as a manipulation tool. So this video is going to talk about karma specifically, because I heard somebody say yesterday, like, that their karma, they don't know if they believe in karma because of all the shit they done did versus all the blessings that they've got. That's how it was implied. So I wanted to say that I believe that karma is way different than what we take karma as. We see karma often as a what goes around comes around. However, there are times when you do things without the intention of hurting anyone or without the intention of it being something bad. Like, you may be tricked into doing something that is deemed wrong or that could get you bad karma. So I don't believe that karma comes back on you because you've done something that someone else may deem as wrong. I believe that karma is a matter of the heart. I believe that karma is about your intentions towards and or when you're doing something. So if you do something but your intentions are sincerely in the right place, then you're not gonna have bad karmatic response to it because that was not your intentions. However, if you do something hateful, even if you do something nice that's done with a bad heart, then you're going to reap from that place that you did it at versus what it is that you really did. And there are times where you will reap good things because you've done good things, and there are times where, you know, it's just different. But I wanted to address that because a lot of people think that, oh, if I messed up, then that automatically means something messed up gonna happen to me. And sometimes you could do something right and it brings a bad thing to happen to you. That's not necessarily karma. Sometimes just shit, bad shit is gonna happen, and it's something that you cannot avoid. But how you respond to whatever it is that's going on and what happens is really where your karma comes from. If somebody does something to you and you do something really bad back, then your karma is not necessarily coming from the bad thing that you did in retaliation, but the heart in which you was doing that thing in, and sometimes the bad things. But look, bad things happen. You cannot just totally stop bad things. Now, when it comes to the other part of karma, is that if you begin to align your life with the flow of God and with everything that God has going on, then you will see less bad things happen. If you get into alignment, the purposeful alignment of your life, then you'll begin to see things based on that alignment. Things will begin to work. You will begin to see doors open up, and all of these different aspects of life will change because of the alignment of your life that is upon your purpose with God. Now, I talked about forgiveness, and I talked about a couple of other things last night as far as being on the right path and how things become easy when you're doing the things that God will have you to do or whatever. So I wanted to do that, say that as an extension of what I talked about on the other video. But I also wanted to say this, like, look, I'm not sure if you know this or not, but a lot of shit online, I don't really take seriously. Now, I'm not saying that I don't take it, that I don't see it, I don't consider it and all of that. I just don't take it to heart, especially if it involves like somebody else or a relationship or building something together, but we never connect. Unless we connect, I'm not gonna take you serious. I might blow smoke up your ass. I might play around like I believe whatever it is that you're saying or whatever. But at the end of the day, for real, I'm just fucking around with you because you think you're fucking around with me. And unless something happens intentionally, personally, then this is just online banter for the most part. Somebody need to know that if you flirt with me online, but I never see you in person, I'm not taking you flirting with me online like I'm gonna marry you or something. Like, that is not how my mind works. Because I say shit online that really don't mean nothing. I ain't busting a motherfucking grape, especially when I be calling girls pretty or I be doing other little shit towards females to encourage and boost and support females. A lot of times, I ain't busting no grape. I do not want none of these bitches. I want me some... But anyways, and then the last thing that I wanted to touch on, well, last two things. One, if you have internal dysfunction, then you will always seek external dysfunction. A lot of people are raised in dysfunction and in dysfunctional environments. So their mindset begins to believe that if there is no dysfunction, then the relationship isn't exciting. But when you begin to get peace within your heart and joy within in your soul, for real, You don't want all that damn dysfunction in your life or around your life. You want to deal with people on the up and up. You want to have peace. You create excitement by doing exciting things, not based on dysfunction. So the more whole you are, the more you're going to seek wholeness from another person. You definitely, I'm telling you, bruh, if you at peace with yourself, you do not want no drama in your life. If you are a non-dramatic, non-dysfunctional person, you do not want people in your life that's dysfunctional or that bring drama. That's an internal issue. And then the very last thing I say before I go on to Stand on Stone. Listen, it is very important that y'all quit following along with people, doing shit with people that don't even believe what the fuck they be doing. These bitches is out here gaming y'all. They need money, so they selling y'all shit that they don't believe in within themselves. And instead of just keeping it funky and saying, this is what I'm doing, but I'm not gonna sell you on what I'm doing because I don't believe this shit, then I'm just gonna show you how I'm doing and let me encourage you based on who I am. Not because I'm trying to sell you something. Man, I already did a video about this the other day. But y'all out here getting workout plans from people who doing other shit other than working out. It's like, would you go get workout advice or muscle advice from a motherfucker that takes steroids? Y'all be out here getting workout advice from bitches that's on goddamn crackhead type of shit supplements and shit that make their ass goddamn skinny. They not working out and getting skinny. They taking extra shit. They get y'all out here buying shit thinking that y'all gonna be looking like them or looking any version close to them, and they not even legit. That's it. Y'all be, it's a lot of scammers out here, and scams come in a lot of different ways, but it's a lot of motherfucking frauds out here. Don't fall for the fraud. Stand on your toes and follow your gut.
Speaking Freedom presents Good Head Group, providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight, brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. This is not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. This may contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Please join us daily for your inspiration and motivation.
We have the entire world to offer you at your fingertips. Your life enhancement coaching specialist. Thank you for choosing us to assist you in accomplishing your personal and professional goals. And have a beautiful day. In love, we trust. This is brought to you by Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you, and we love you.
Hi, I'm Casey. Dr. Casey, to be exact, owner of Speaking Freedom LLC, Love Gang, and Good Head Group LLC. I am also a certified life coach and host of Speaking Freedom Radio and TV. Although I have recently became an ordained minister, please be aware that I am still me, raw and uncut, the way God made me and allowed life to shape me. I pray and expect God to use me for people who can receive the way I communicate, as well as my delivery. I am not for those who are already saved, religious, or super deep. I am for the leaders, hustlers, and street influencers around the world, including pimps, killers, drug dealers, and working girls. I am sharing my experiences and perspective to help someone be inspired to be better. And for those who can identify with the various aspects of my mindset. My mindset alone does not determine the status of any active connections or current relationships that have not already been specifically addressed. Additionally, these recordings should not be taken personally if I have not already spoken to you about the topic or expressed that I have an issue. These recordings are a part of my life's work to document my experience, perspective, and to see how life has shaped me. My plan in using my stories publicly and socially is to encourage growth in those who can identify with the experiences and find inspiration in my life to heal and overcome the path that they've been set on, no matter what they face, as according to the purpose of their soul, until healing takes place. Despite the experiences that I may have had with any person, sometimes known and unknown, I hold no grudges, no hate, no bitterness, or any other ill feelings against anyone. I pray that your life is whole and very fruitful. I forgive you, as I hope that you forgive me if I have wronged you or anyone that you know or anyone who listens to me. I pray that you have peace and extend the same grace to others. I have love for everyone, especially on a human level, despite flaws or experiences. But that doesn't mean that I will associate or be close to every human that I know or meet. I've experienced a very eventful life and truly believe that my mindset and story based on experiences could help those who identify with how I think and are looking for inspiration to grow further, go beyond hurt, and be great. I pray that these recordings bless you and your soul in every way and whatever way God has intended. Sending love and light to all. Thanks for listening. Achieve your dreams.